Today's podcast episode is presented by Podgo. Podgo is the easiest way for you to monetize your podcast, providing podcasters with a flat rate for ad space so you always know how much you get when you include an ad from Podgo. Apply today to become a member and immediately be connected with advertisers that fit your audience. That's podgo.co at podgo.co. And be sure to add our podcast in the How Did You Hear About Podgo section of the application. Folks, welcome to Everything Pro Wrestling. Everything Pro Wrestling is a show by the fans, for the fans. And tonight we have a special Halloween edition review of AEW Dynamite for you guys for October 27th, 2021. If you guys are in the live stream on YouTube, hit that like button. We hit 1.5K. I appreciate all of you guys for getting us to there. Shout outs to you. I apologize for last week not having a video, but your man's wasn't feeling too well. But I'm back and I'm ready to do this tonight. We got Derek in the house. And if you guys don't know, the show is, as always, sponsored by our good friends at Manscaped. We won't do any cheap plugs besides these early on. Manscaped, the Christmas season is coming up. And do you have your gift straight? Hopefully you do. And if it's time for you to, make some trimmings, you guys are going to want to save with Manscaped, 20% off and free delivery when you use our promo code EPWSHOW. So make sure you guys enter that in when you go to Manscaped when you're getting ready to trim. And that same promo code will get you some free pro wrestling on the house at powerslam.tv. Enter in that promo code and you guys can watch some free pro wrestling. It's wonderful. It's good. It's great. And for now, guys, let's get into that intro with my boy, Monteezy. Let's get it. Everything pro wrestling, it can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin. The opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, it can never be you. Yeah. We got a lot to do, man. D, what's been good, man? It feels like a month we had off.
Yeah. It definitely does feel like a month, bro. Maybe even longer.
Right? I'm all out of order and shit. Like, I'm like, oh, what's going on here tonight with all of this? But we got it down. We got the notes up. We're ready to talk some pro wrestling. First, we got to do our shout-outs to the chat. If you guys listen to us on the audio feed, number one, thank you. And by the way, I don't know if anyone's been peeping this, but if you listen to it on Spotify, there's some questions for you now that I could put in the polls. So I hope to see some of you guys answer those. I don't know if people have been missing them, but it's up at the top. If you scroll down a little bit more, there's questions. I've been doing like, what's your favorite match of the night? Let me know if you guys like that. We might switch it up and do some other things. But let us get into who is in here. First one, my man, Positively E, saying, Don't get us. See, Derek hasn't been notified of shit you can't do or say in a long time. He's been pushing it tonight. I don't know if you guys know this. I'm gonna say that on the show. No, you're not. Can't say that on the show, Derek. Bust the bus.
Yeah, I got to push the limits.
Right? B-Boy Skyline said shell shock. What's up, Jordan? What's up, man? And Jordan, much love to you, my brother. I know you've been going through it this week. I'm not going to say what it is, but just know I love you, bro. BJ is in the house. He said, awesome show tonight. Send prayers for ROH. Azan, we are going to kick off the show talking a little ROH. I know that it's usually about AEW, but we got to talk ROH. What a day. I know, Matt. Me and Matt are like the ROH friends, and we talk about the pay-per-views and stuff. So shout out to Matt Lopez as well, keeping me up to date. Like, we sent each other that the moment we found out the ROH news at the exact same time. Wild, man. And he basically put the gist of what's happening with ROH, taking a break to restructure the company after Final Battle. So they're going to go through that pay-per-view and then look at restructuring things. I've heard everybody's been released from their contracts, and if your contract goes into 2022, you'll be paid until March. Those are the rumors right now circulating about things. Yeah, and Azan is back once again. What's good? KJ, see, I remember, Jen. I was listening to last week's episode. See, I remember. What's going on, KJ?
What up?
Chad Schrader is also in the house, man, saying, Shell, yeah. That's the fishing line. See, Derek, I got you doing Impact stuff. I like it, D. Good job. Perfect. I hope ROH can bounce back. Yes. And the TMT Easter egg. We saw it, too. We noticed it in that match in the main event, we'll say. Cowboy Shiznit. That was in your JR voice, E, wasn't it? You like any peaches tonight, Chad? Y'all leave Chad alone. People say they believe ROH will bounce back. Yes, yes. People are in here talking. Let's see who else is in here. My man JPQ in the house. Big paws on a pup. What's going on, JPQ? Man, JPQ, one day if we ever meet, bro, I just want to take a picture with you while we're eating Phillies, bro. Gotta happen. It's just gotta happen.
Chop burger.
Nah, this is real Philly.
Oh, this is real Philly? Oh, okay.
Yeah, that's what's got to happen. Me and JPQ talk food a lot. John L. Jackson also in the house. What's up, John L.?
What up?
A minute, bro. Look at Jesus. DeLeon. What's good, Jesus? Talk about some EP dub. Jesus, I missed you, brother.
Yeah,
I missed
you. Where you been at,
bro? Nah, he still talks shit to me in private messages. Oh. Don't let him fool you. He's not nice all the time. He still be talking that ish, bro. Ace, what's good, Ace? Throwing up the two sweet. I see you, bro. Six said he has returned. Don't call it a comeback. Been here for years. Sorry. But you can say shit and bitch now on YouTube, laugh out loud, pushing boundaries. See, I can say it, BJ, because I know how to cut myself off. I can get professional real quick. Derek doesn't have a professional limit. Derek just says foul shit, and I'm just like, yo, what? And he just doesn't back off of it. I listened to last week's episode. Derek says foul shit. let's see here. Companies are going to be gunning for Jay Lethal. I don't know about that, Sick. I don't know. Jay Lethal's getting up there.
Yeah, he's definitely up there.
Mox is all business in the tournament. Yes, we're going to get to that. Let's talk Ring of Honor first, though, Derek.
Let's get it.
As fans of Ring of Honor, bro, and chat, you guys can give your quick thoughts on this, too, and I'll try to read some out loud, bro. Like, I just want to overall say, like, Ring of Honor shows are, like, some of the shows where I've bonded with, like, a lot of you guys when it comes to pro wrestling. It's a different feel than being at WWE. Like,
way different.
WWE feels like we're in a big arena and we're all there, but we're, like, experiencing WWE versus we feel part of the show more so at Ring of Honor. Right. It's smaller crowds, but it's fun, and it's like, yo, this dude's going to be big one day, I'm telling you. That's just how I see it. I don't know. How do you take it when you go to the Ring of Honor events? Because we may not ever get to go to one again.
Right. I feel the same way. Because like if you go to a WWE event, it's business as usual. You go to a Ring of Honor event, it's more so like you said, it's small, compact. Everybody's together. But funny stuff happens when you watch. See, I told you I could censor. Funny stuff happens, bro. And you bond with people. It's better when you bond with people that you have no idea who they are. Never seen this person at all. But you have a whole conversation about nothing. At WWE, it's just like you chalking it up with your boys. And that's it. You ain't talking to nobody else. The little companies like Ring of Honor, those are just like we're chilling at home, but outside of our houses. You know right. what I mean?
No, 100%. Like, you just have a different feeling when you go there. Like, WWE, I feel like some people won't talk at the shows. You're kind of, you want to keep your fandom in. But when you go to Ring of Honor, these dudes are like, yo, I'm about to make this dude laugh. Hey, hey, man, hey. I've been yelled at Ring of Honor shows. My wife was told to shut up and sit down one time because she was standing up for the entrances. And then Prince Nana yelled it. I remember that. Kenny King told us to shut up one time when we were talking about the Buffalo Bills. Oh, yeah. Like, what, Kenny King? So there's just memories when it comes to those shows, man. And he was like, the Bills suck anyway. And that year they did. So I was like, yeah, touche, touche. But I still care what was happening, bro.
Right.
And Matt Lopez said it right here. I think the American pro wrestling scene wouldn't be how it is if there wasn't an ROH. Remember, Ring of Honor came from the death of WCW. And that's going to play into something that I want to say before we end all of this. Six at WWE made me a fan of wrestling, but ROH made me love wrestling.
It happens, bro.
ROH were the first more major company shows that I felt truly an energy with the crowds and the talents. When they came to Pittsburgh, it was a given we would go. Gonna be sad. This is the end. Facts, man. ROH was one of the hottest shows from 2016 to 2018. True that. ROH basically made AEW happen. Kind of. Because, all right. Can we call a spade in the chat as well? I'm going to get harsh real quick, bro. We're going to get to AEW, I promise. But I got to call a spade, D. This is partially ROH's fault, too.
Yes.
Ring of Honor began to rely too much on other talent that wasn't signed with them. The Bucks, the Omegas, the New Japan Pro Wrestlers, the Okadas, the Naitos. And we were going to the shows for that. But then you look at the ROH side of things and you're like, I don't know.
Right.
And you were hoping that things were going to get on track. Some people got in trouble and removed from power in Ring of Honor. And then they were thinking like we were going to have a new plan going forward. And we never really got to see any of that develop because a pandemic happened. Right. And I think that made them say we got to put some things in alignment. And I really hope that they are able to do this because I'm not going to lie to you guys. Once again, wrestling historian, I've been around a long time. I ain't got no hair for all of the bad things I've seen happen in pro wrestling. This is the same thing they said about Thunder in WCW. We're going to reevaluate things. Someone posted the clip of it. I really, really hope that they're serious about reevaluating. And they're not just saying that because they're like, yeah, we're going to end this probably. It's not looking good.
Right. It would be nice if they revisit what they need to do to bring it back. Hopefully they do. Much praise to you in your future endeavors and future plans if you don't. But we would like to see you come back.
And there's some good talent that's going to be out there if those contracts are ending. You got Bandido. I think he's a hot free agent to get. PCO. I don't know if he was still with Ring of Honor, but he's another one you could look at. Roosh, Andrade's friend. I would like to see a nice faction you could do with Roosh and Dragon Lee and all them. But can AEW afford to bring more people in? There's a lot of shit like going on right now. And if you're Impact, can you afford to bring these guys in? Do you have enough money? Maybe Ring of Honor and Impact should look at, let's join up, bro. I don't know what deals are on the table, but there are options here. And hopefully we can see some of these things through and try to figure it out.
It would be nice.
Matt Lopez said, had some fun times at those Hammerstein ROH shows. My first show was the night Eddie Edwards won the world championship. And a lot of great talent has come from there. Some we're going to talk about tonight on this show. Great Ring of Honor talent. Bring Shane Taylor's faction into AEW. Shane Taylor is nice. Hopefully they do some back to kick ass like Mania Weekend Supercard of Honor. That would be great. Agreed. ROH definitely shot themselves in the foot. Jonathan Gresham. Yes. Yo, bro, that's a given, I thought. Jonathan Gresham is probably my number one, but I'm a big fan of pro wrestling. Him and Bryan Danielson, it has to happen. It has to happen, and I would love it to be pure rules. Pure title rules, that would be good shit. Chad says, I want to see Jay Lethal back in Impact if there's no more Ring of Honor wrestling. Yeah, let's just hope they use him this time. We should do a video pitching where we want and how we want certain talent to move on. It'd be good. And Matt's thinking the same thing as me. The cons are billionaires. Yeah, they can afford more wrestlers, but should they sign more stars? That's what I'm saying, Sick. There's only so much television time for this shit right now. Rob just said it's all Matt Taven's fault. Leave Matt Taven alone. Donnie's probably out here somewhere pissed at us. Leave Matt Taven alone. All right, let's get into some AEW talk. We talked for the first 13 minutes about anything and everything that wasn't on the show tonight. We're going to go through some of these matches, and we're starting off with two people from Ring of Honor, where I first discovered both of these guys. Bobby Fish versus CM Punk. This match was different. I thought it was really good at certain points, had the flow going, and we got bitten by like a weird ass ending, bro.
Yes.
Like, what the hell? Ooh. It's CM Punk's AEW Dynamite debut, nonetheless. Like, yeeks.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I mean, it's just the way that it ended, it bothered me for quite a bit of time.
It bothered you. You should have seen the look CM Punk gave him, man. Bobby Fish basically focused on Punk's left knee the whole match, and we had like a weird, awkward finish at the end. I missed it. I believe everyone said that CM Punk got a GTS off, pinned him, but it looked like Bobby Fish was supposed to kick out, but he didn't, and he did, but Paul Turner counted three anyway.
Yeah, it was super, super weird.
Yeet. You gotta be better than that. You gotta get your shit right, man, when it comes to this. Like,
got to.
I don't know, man.
I definitely think it was supposed to go on longer than what it did. And someone's going to get yelled at.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what the difference was there. I really think they need a Mike Chioda. If you can't get Earl Hebner back or Mike Chioda needs to come in and just let him train the refs. Like, yo, listen, this is what we're doing going forward. Right. I will produce you guys. I promise you, you'll be good. And I'm going to be a referee too.
Right.
Like, let him just come in and do his thing, man. He probably requires a lot of money, but it'll be money well spent if you tell him that's his job.
It would be. You'd have a great lineup of.
And that's not even to say the match was bad, but it was one of those things. I know what Derek said last time we were on the show about AEW and the whole powerbomb. That left a sour taste on the match a little bit. Like, yeah, it wasn't bad. Punk and Fish kicked ass, and it wasn't like, oh, Punk's first match is horrible. It's just the ending was like.
Yeah, the ending was the part that took away from the match. Even though the match was still good, it just that ending messed it up.
And shout out to Heartbreak Kid Tokyo joining us as well. I see Jesus saying they should sign more women. ROH did have a great female roster they were starting to build up. There probably are a couple people that you may want to go after. Matt Taven, the MSG show, you know, E. That's where we were all saying it like began. Like, Kenny King and Lee would have an awesome team on AEW. So how much fish can Bobby Fish fry? If Bobby Fish could fry fish. That always gets brought up. I think this match had a botched ending. For sure. And we get more how many fish can Bobby Fish fry. And I guess it's Bobby Fish's birthday. So happy birthday to him as well. Happy
birthday.
Shout out to the Red Dragon crew. I love that Bobby Fish gets to use that music still too. Great match with CM Punk and Bobby Fish. Yes. Yo, Long Boys Punk is ass. Just kidding. I don't know. The Long Boys didn't see us right tonight. There was Punk's weakest match showing since his return, in my opinion. Not saying it was bad before. Everyone wets their pants. No, I'm not. Listen, I'm not. You can have your opinion on it. I would probably say the same. I'm blaming it on the finish, though, still. Because I don't know what was supposed to happen still.
Right.
I don't even know what E is saying right here. He was hammered, he said. I don't remember the first match. Did Fish kick out on three like Hogan? Yeah, it was like some Star K97 shit. It looked weird.
It was like right, if not at the same time.
BJ says, see, I thought it was intentional. Makes Bobby look strong as he was so close to kicking out at the time. They have been saying different endings with Punk and Bryan's matches. Interesting. Maybe.
Who knows?
Maybe. If it was, it came off very awkward.
It did.
Very, very, very awkward.
Definitely did.
Let's move forward, Derek. Let's talk about your boy, the king of douche, Maxwell Jacob Friedman. MJF. He faced a young man tonight by the name of Bryce Donovan. In MJF's corner, he had the accountability buddies, Wardlow, Sean Spears. Yes. Yes.
Yeah, terrible. Terrible.
Never give me a soundboard, I'm telling you. So MJF faces Bryce Donovan. The match was literally, this dude gets rocked. He gets thrown to the apron. Heat seeker. MJF pins him with his finger, bro.
Clear disrespect.
Clear disrespect. I just was like, how you gonna do my mans like that, bro? And this graphic was up longer than this match was, just so you guys know that how long that's how short this was. He gets on the microphone afterwards and he cuts a great promo on Boston, even does a great mockery of you know what your mother's gonna sound like? Harder, harder, harder. I hate MJF, but he's so good, bro. Oh my God. He's so good.
Terrible, bro.
Oh, that was so funny. So MJF is talking his bullshiggity, and they even do the fake Sting entrance. They got us, bro. They got us. We were like, oh, it's Dan.
It's Dan.
It wasn't. It wasn't. They were laughing at us, and Spears and everybody had a good laugh. And then it happened again, though. The lights went out. And this time it was like, oh, funny, Spears, you got me. He was like, no.
That's not me, man.
I didn't do it, man. Sting's behind them. Yo, why does Wardlow always got to get the messed up baseball bat shot? Spears goes down. Wardlow eats one in the throat. And then MJF bails. In the crowd, we see someone dressed up. Like, I don't even know what's the word I'm looking for. He's like mummified. Like, he's got the wrap around his face with the sunglasses.
Looking like a dead Inspector Gadget.
Yo, chill. It's Darby. Darby comes out the crowd, and he's ready to fight. But before he can get to MJF, Spears jumps in the way. MJF's hightailing it out of there, and he's pissed, and he basically gets on the microphone. He says, Maxwell, full gear. And that's it. So he's ready to fight. This is going to be a good match.
Oh, yeah, dude.
I don't know who wins this, bro. This
one's tough, bro. This is tough.
I got time, so I'm not even doing anything about this yet, but this is going to be a tough one to call, in my opinion.
Damn, I don't know.
Somebody said MJF can run. Who does Punk face at full gear? Open challenge? I don't know what you do with Punk either at full gear. Jesus. Who was that invisible man who attacked MJF? Was Bryce Donovan the Lost Jackson brother? Bro, I asked that same question. I thought that it could have been the Young Bucks brother. Like, he just looked like a Young Buck.
He definitely did.
Darby Allin watching some Doom Patrol on HBO Max. MJF dances like Carlton Banks. He can probably dance. He can sing. I say this every time. MJF is on my TV too damn much. Nah, bro. This dude gets heat, bro. Yeah. MJF calling other people's cats ugly on Twitter was the highlight of my week. Terrible. MJF is just what he's doing. MJF pulled a HBK when fans thought Bret was back. Yeah. Don't let the Bret Hart fans get upset.
Oh, God.
No. I'm Team Sean. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So, Boston deserved all the insults. The Celtics are cheeks. The Bruins are cheeks. The Red Sox are wallowing in their sorrow. And the Patriots are unlawfully assaulted the Jets.
No, that was a long time coming, bro.
Derek's a Patriots fan, if you don't know. Why? I don't know. This should have ended the friendship years ago, like immediately done. But for some reason, I just allowed this bullshit.
Hey.
Next up.
Super Bowl.
Next up, we got our girl, Britt Baker, coming up. Britt Baker comes out, and she is talking that Halloween. Don't be showing that shit. We're not sponsored by them.
They don't get no love.
We got a water snob over here. By the way, it's Fiji, if you guys didn't know.
Best water in the business.
Next time you drink it, I'm going to make sure you spit that out. So just know. Britt Baker comes out, and we find out that Tony Khan has decided to do a trick-or-treat match, I guess is what they're calling it.
Yeah.
What the fuck is that, you're asking? Well, she has a match with Abaddon. The treat is, if Abaddon wins, she gets a shot at the women's title. And the trick is, it's a no DQ match on Rampage. You're welcome.
Abaddon.
I don't know if she's gonna get the dub here.
She's not, but you know, I like it.
I'm telling you, can we put Abaddon in Malakai Black? Let him get a stable.
Dude, that would be unbeatable for like a good stretch to have Malakai Black, Abaddon, the Butcher, and the
motherfucking Blade. E says Darby looked like Cole Phelps from LA Noir tonight.
Oh, damn.
Fuck Boston. B-Boy Skyline said, shit, I'm a Celtics diehard and they're garbage.
Oh, wait, B-Boy.
I got a trick for Abaddon's treat. That's enough.
Wait, B-Boy. I'm collecting tears, Brody.
Moving forward with tonight's show, we have the next matchup, which is for the TNT Championship. Yo, I don't know what it was about the show tonight, Derek, but I felt like there were a lot of like sleeper matches that we were like, yo,
this absolutely worked, bro.
Yeah, like really good stuff. I tried to get him. That was the soundboard, I swear.
It was close, bro. If you were like a half a second sooner, bro, that definitely would have got me.
I shouldn't have pulled down the thing. See, that's my fault for having these damn graphics up for people. TNT title match, Ethan. I'm so childish. I'm sorry, everybody. Ethan Page versus Sammy Guevara. This was a sleeper match, bro. I thought they were kicking ass in this, man.
It was. I was highly, highly impressed with this match.
Yeah, yeah. I was talking the other day with somebody about the North and everything with Ethan Page and Josh Alexander, and I liked them both a lot. And they were a great tag team, like fucking great. And we were talking about who would be the bigger star first. And I said, I think it's going to be Josh first. Ethan has a lot of potential. Tonight, I feel like Ethan shut me up, though. Like, hey, man, you better not be shitting on my name. You better put my name with some respect on it, too. He kicked ass tonight.
He definitely did. This was a very surprising match to me.
He seems like someone who's been asking for the big stage, and you're always just like, well, is he going to show up?
Right, yeah.
Like, and he did. He showed up.
He definitely showed. He definitely put his foot right through that door and said, hey, I'm Ethan Page. I'm here. You're going to respect everything that I do.
Bro, this match started with the brawling on the outside. Sammy's throwing Ethan in the tables, the guardrail. On the outside, we see the premier athlete, Tony Nese. Now, look. I don't do a lot of shitting on people, bro. Tony Nese better deliver, bro. I don't want to see just in ring. I need to see character from Tony Nese. I need to just see what he can bring to the table. And I know we were just talking about Ethan Page and he did it. I want Tony Nese to do it. I want to see why they signed this guy. Because I thought him and Bobby Fish were some weird signings, but yes. Let's see what they're going to do with him because the dude's got an eight pack. He's incredible.
Yeah.
But why?
Are you going to use him?
What did we miss out on is my question.
Yeah.
Show me what we missed out on.
You have to use him. Like, you have to put him up there.
So afterwards, Sammy hits his patented springboard cutter where he bounces off the ropes and he hit a Spanish fly. This was for a near fall. Ethan Page rolls onto the floor. We see a shooting star press off the top. Yo, Sammy was hitting everything tonight. I said he was looking like Billy Kidman, bro. The 7-year itch. Only this dude remembers that type of shit. Shooting star press. So they get... He's going for the Eagle's Edge off the top rope. Sammy, and I called it right before. I'm like, oh, they're about to do the Psicosis Rey Mysterio joint. And he does it. He does the Hurricanrana. He flips him over. After that, Sammy goes for a standing shooting star press. Ethan moves out of the way, and then he pins him with a jackknife. I like it. It was just like, I got you.
Yeah.
Been paying attention, son. Basically, Scorpio Sky comes out because he's a punk ass, and he just helps him jump him. Here comes the Inner Circle, so now it's 5-on-2. They skedaddle. Jericho then challenges them to a 5-on-5 Minneapolis street fight at Full Gear. I don't know what the hell that means, but
if we're gonna,
it's gonna be a Donnybrook,
yeah.
A Pier 6, some would say, a brawl. So that should be really good. I have to go back to this. I wanted to mention this. Tokyo said, "Let me get my homie Chucky." First off, that new Chucky show has been fucking good. If you are not watching Chucky, I'm telling you, watch that shit. That shit's been funny. Did you watch last night's?
Before I say, no.
Yo, bro, There's a part in it when you watch it. I was laughing so fucking hard, bro. Like, ridiculous for no reason. And dude, you'll know what it is as soon as you see it, because we always laugh at it when we watch anything with Child's Play. Oh, like, man, you'll laugh as soon as you see it.
Bro, Brad Dourif is...
Chucky come to AEW? Cut it out.
Sign it.
Cut it out.
Hi, Brit.
Why you doing it like that? Why? Why you doing it like that? Freaking these guys, man. I'm trying to get Derek to move here. You're getting fuzzy on the cam here. There we go. Now you're focused.
There we go.
Yeah, you just had to move a little bit. So 5-on-5 match was set up. We got people here talking about the Chucky show. Matt Lopez said this was match of the night. Tonight we learn Ethan Page beats his meat because his wife at home and he's doing it next to Sky. Terrible.
Terrible.
Jericho in that meat beating comment. Bray Wyatt, 2 more days, just posted that. Time. I don't know where he's going to wind up. I don't know what he's going to do, but I want to see Bray back on a television screen somewhere. Sammy Guevara is getting hot lately. Yeah, Sammy's doing good shit, bro. They've been letting him get the mic. Let him rock. Tony Nese is the next TNT champ, maybe. Could be. Tony is hella underrated. I hope so. I'm just saying, Jesus, we got to see it, though. The right. Sitting in the crowd, okay, cool. Where are we going with this, man? Let this man do something. He impressed me at CWC. I'm hoping he brings it. Yeah, Nese is a Bobby Fish signing, now you say. Nese got abs and nothing else. Damn. I don't know, man. I hope he – Nese is good, like, when you watch his indie stuff. Like I said, I want to just see it. Oh, give me Nese and Pac proper? Yes. If you let those guys get time, that'll be a badass match. Y'all ain't never seen Tony Nese cut a promo? He's a loudmouth from New York, so – there you go. Sammy be liking Billy Kidman minus the botching. Chucky show's been awesome. Okay, Chucky versus MJF. Hey, Max.
Yo, that would be great banter between those two.
AEW don't want any part of Chucky. Is it free in 2 days or 2 days left? Because he's free Friday, Rampage? But they're recording it tonight, though, BJ. I don't think that's happening unless we find out he came out. Y'all tell me in the chat because you'll find out before me. Tony Schiavone is then talking about the interviewing the world AEW World Title Eliminator semifinals. Jesus, that's a lot to say. We're Brian Danielson, Eddie Kingston. Lots of banter. Eddie Kingston's pissed. Brian Danielson said in a previous interview, "You do not work hard, and that's why you have never been the world champion." And Eddie Kingston gets pissed. He gets a great promo here, actually. Talk about a pill he takes every morning, and you don't know what it's like to be me. And he was like, I get angry when I go out there. I'm going to do what I got to do. Right. And I like that. And Danielson liked it, too. He's like, I like the fire. I like the fire, but I have went through things as well. And good promo. Yo, where was this Brian Danielson when he was in the other company? Like, the fire tonight was believable. It was real. He got to do it sometimes, like in big match moments, but I needed that more, and I love that they let him shine tonight.
Yeah,
to do it,
having the consistency of the energy that he's bringing ever since he left the other company, this is almost bone chilling because it's been so good, but we haven't reached that point where it was just like, good God Almighty,
right?
That was a hell of a promo.
B-Boy Skyline says, I want Eddie to win. I'm here to disappoint you, son. I'm pretty sure it ain't happening. The smart thing, if it was Friday, is the case to put a vignette out at the end of that show since it's taped. That's all I can say. Just doing the finger point, bro. You right. After that, we get Lucha Bros promo on FTR. They're going to have a match at Full Gear. Yes. Listen, FTR, Lucha Bros, I don't got to say anymore. Tag team wrestling at its fucking finest. Yes. If you let them do what the Lucha Bros do great and what FTR does great and just mush it together, it's going to be fucking fabulous. So I have no worries.
It's a chill match, bro. That's a match that is going to give you chills if it is done correctly. And I think it will be.
Speaking of fucking tournaments, TBS champion tournament. Beautiful belt, by the way.
That is a nice belt.
Yeah. So when it comes to this match, we have Serena Deeb versus Hikaru Shida. Shida is still chasing that 50th win, and this match, if she wins, could land her it. Now, Serena Deeb, remember, attacked Shida after her match with a trophy, the Salesman of the Year trophy, as I like to call it.
Yeah.
And yeah, there was some disrespect going on between these two ladies. Yo, Derek, I don't know if I want to say this, but I think I'm going to say this. Yo, you can say this about almost any match tonight. I'm putting us back up. Any match tonight, bro. This might be match of the night.
This was my match tonight. I don't care what anybody says.
When people say the AEW women don't bring it, and you got to show them a couple matches. I know we got the Britt Baker matches, the Thunder Rosa matches. Add this one to it. When people talk that shit like Sheeta wasn't a good champ and Sheeta's not that good, fuck you. I said it.
Right.
Like, bullshit. Sheeta was amazing, bro, in this match. She kicked ass, in my opinion.
She did. Like, the fire, the anger.
No, dead ass, bro. Sheeta was aggressive from like the beginning of the match, and I loved it.
Yes.
She came out there. Serena Deeb was just knocking her leg against the freaking ring post. Deeb was such a great wrestler in this match, too. Like, Deeb reminds me of like Dean Malenko's and Conan's, like the people you love. Can you stop, Derek? You gotta tell them why you do that every time we say Dean Malenko. You have to, in case people forgot. Tell them why you do that.
All right. So if y'all ever forgot why I do that, go back and watch Dean Malenko's match. Any kind of match. It doesn't matter. As long as he had a match, Dean Malenko always did a back body drop. And anytime that back body drop was hit, he didn't take it. You know how Ric Flair would always take that shoulder back, you know, back body drop? Dean Malenko was always...
When you watch his matches now, you'll never unsee it.
Yeah, listen, I find the funniest things ever when it comes to like
it's just people you find the funniest things to. Yo, so where were we in this? Serena Deeb, great wrestler. They just have chemistry together, her and Sheeta. Like, this has to happen at the pay-per-view. I really want this match either on the buy-in. We've got to find some way to get these two on here because I'm invested in this.
Forget the buy-in, bro. This has to be somewhere on the pay-per-view. It has to be. Because these two, like you said, these two definitely have the chemistry. When you see Serena Deeb and the aggression that she's displayed that we've never seen before, and then now Sheeta's doing it.
Sheeta tried to set up a chair going for her Sabu attacks. It doesn't happen, but then she uses the steps to do the same attack and hit a drop kick off of them. What the hell is going on? Deeb gets her leg again, wraps her around the post, and then she does the figure four leg lock around the ring post, which goes to the point. Shout out to E, who said Deeb is the female Bret Hart. You damn right. The excellence of execution. Serena Deeb kicked ass when it comes to this.
That she is.
Bro, so afterwards, Serena teases using the trophy as a weapon. Aubrey catches her. She uses it, though, I think for a finger poke and then a roll up.
Yep.
And then that's not enough to get the job done. We see eventually like a sunset flip type of pinfall, but there was so much momentum that Sheeta was able to reverse it back, and she finishes her off. I always call it the Bret Hart British Bulldog SummerSlam 92 finish, where she could pin her legs down. You can't kick out of that, really.
No, and honestly,
some people do, though, but yeah, it's tough.
Some people do, but honestly, bro, the way that she rolled Sheeta up and the way that Sheeta popped back out of it, that was smooth.
Yeah, it looked really good how they set it up.
Oh my God.
And 50th win for Sheeta here, and she moves on in the tournament.
Yes.
Serena Deeb is so good. Matt Lopez says, this was my match of the night. This match was awesome. Dude, this match was awesome. Deeb paying respects to the Hitman with the colors and the figure four around the ring post and those chair shots. BJ,
yeah,
I love the attention to detail, brother. I love it. You know what you're talking about. Deeb should have won her match. Hey, listen, Chad, they're telling a story here.
Yes.
This is I know it's 50-50 booking, but this will be all right for this because there's at least some reason for it.
Right.
Sheeta was a dope champ. Agreed, E. My match of the night, Deeb is female Bret Hart. Flair took it on the hip. Braves first loss in the World Series. Damn, Chad. Sorry, Rob.
Yo, when the Braves go back to Atlanta, I need a smooth 20 spot.
Asking for too much, bro.
Nah, I'm not asking for
Derek's expectations are here with shit, and it needs to be here. Someone tell him.
Nah, bro. The way the Astros cheated, bro, I need a smooth 20 spot.
E said my friend is a casual, and she popped for the finish. Yeah, that was good. See? Thank you, E. I love hearing shit like that, man. Sheeta versus Deeb should be pay-per-view. AEW's about the story. Can't judge with WWE logic. Sade. facts.
So sunny.
So, yeah, really great finish here. After the match, Dee busts out the chair again and just beats the shit out of Sheeta. It works. It happens. Cool. I get it. During all of this, she beats her down with the chair and basically puts her in the Tequila Sunrise, which is called the Serenity Lock. Nyla versus Sheeta's next. I would not be surprised if Nyla Rose beats Sheeta now, I think. I think the beatdown's going to be bad enough that they're going to – Nyla might just get her.
Yeah. That will tell another story.
By the way, there are – how many spots are in this? I believe there's 12 women, and the top four women in the rankings for the world women's world title got buys in on this, which made it dope.
I respect that.
Yeah, I like it. I was wondering. I was like, 12? How the hell are you going to set up a oh, buys. So – I can dig it.
Definitely.
Leo Rush and Dante Martin, their tag match has been canceled. It looks like Matt Sydal's brother, Mike, is not going to be able to be there for it. So now we have ourselves a one-on-one match, Dante Martin versus Matt Sydal. This should be a banger on Rampage.
Should be? It will be, bro. You got two high flyers, one who's seasoned, one who's still a rookie here, but... can move like the best of them.
This match should show a lot of bunnies and high flying. It's going to be fun. And Leo Rush is going to be out there talking that big shit for Dante. Dante looks so sad in the background. They got to have this man perk up. Matt Lopez says, so if the Braves win, will Derek start watching Impact? He's putting the challenge out there.
Absolutely not, bro.
Moving forward. Let's talk that AEW World Title Eliminator match. Bro, I really enjoyed the build-up to this one, D.
The build-up to this is very nice.
Well, I like the fact that they had brought up several different things in this. So, at one point, I don't know if you guys remember, but our boy, 10, got his arm smashed by Jon Moxley back when they were doing the feud where it was Jon Moxley versus Brody Lee. I don't know if people remember this or if this is just a thing, but I thought it was good.
It was good.
And he brought that up saying like he always remembers that he was bringing a lot of tribute like to this in regards to Brody, and Brody picked me to be part of this group. Just really good shit, man. Really good shit. I like what they did here. Moxley, yo, what's up with Jon Moxley coming out angry as fuck lately?
Bro, he's turning. Eventually, it's happening.
Wow, dang.
I mean, if you look at it, bro, look at Eddie though. Eddie's getting real aggressive too.
He's been
aggressive, but he's getting real aggressive.
Yeah, these boys have been ready to just fuck people up, man. I don't know what's going on. Moxley comes out. He's pissed off. Like, a fan, like, was in the way, and the fan really wasn't in the way, and they were like, hey, back up. It was like, he didn't do nothing. And so Moxley goes for a German suplex immediately. 10 dumped on his head. Then he rips his mask, starts biting his head, throws him into the post. 10's bleeding like a gusher all of a sudden. It's on Moxley's neck and chest. You would think this is a goddamn GCW show for a second. We're like, what is going on right now? He ends up, 10 gets some offense in, but Moxley ends up pounding him, and then he ends up just spiking him right on his head with the paradigm shift. I think he switched it up because someone must have got hurt or something happened on one of those, because I don't know. He switched it up. What's going on, Mr. Pro Wrestling?
Something had to have happened, but hopefully we can get back to that. The old one, because the old one was definitely better. But I mean, I get it. If somebody did get hurt with it, God forbid. But if someone did get hurt, I understand why you had to go that way.
Yeah. So he drops him right in his head. Moxley walks out. He basically kicks the same gate where he entered in, and the dude almost got like nailed that was there again. It was like, damn. I just felt bad for that kid. I'm like, geez, somebody get this man an autograph or a free shirt or something.
Something, because he's getting abused.
Yeah, he's like, damn, I'm sorry. I'm just standing here. That's where my ticket is.
Bro, I'm just a fan.
But I like the aggressiveness to Mox. This is going to be very, very interesting.
Oh, yeah.
He's next up. He's facing Orange Cassidy. That should be good.
Do we sacrifice another body?
E says, Derek, what if Impact buys ROH? You back in?
Nah, bro.
He's fronting, bro. Triple H should buy ROH. Good luck, I guess. He could try. E says Moxley is Kane Dewey era ECW Foley. Only care about his kids, not the fans or nothing else. Mox is going to squeeze the juice out of Cassidy next week. John Moxley was on fire tonight. Yes, yes. So we get another FTR Tully promo. We hit the reset button, and they got the AAA titles. I forgot. Somebody was like, they got the titles, and I was, I think it was MJF. Disrespect. Little prick, man, that guy. So they got those titles now. Then we get Cody coming out. Cody and Arn. Cody Rhodes says that he hears us. I don't think he does, because he's still getting booed. Right. He acknowledges that he got his win with the Tiger Driver, even teased maybe he should have won with the Pedigree. I don't know what the hell that shit was. He also says that he will not turn. Cody talks about loving the fans, and he compared himself to his brother, his wife, his daughter, his father. I think I mentioned him. Father, brother, wife, daughter. He compared himself to everybody in his family and basically said they were all better than him, trying to get that sympathy. He had a tear in his eye. It started working on me a little bit because I don't hate Cody as much as everyone else. I don't know why.
I don't hate Cody. I like Cody.
Not these fans, bro. They going in.
I mean, but I understand. I would like to assume that I understand why people don't like Cody.
Mark this down as Derek showing compassion.
One. I got compassion, bro.
One. So afterwards, that happens. Here comes Andrade. He's talking his shit. And he says he'll make Cody his little bitch. And lights go out. Someone's got to pay the light bill in AEW. So lights go out. Here comes Malachi Black. They decide to jump people. And as Rob always says, why does Arn Anderson grab people? He grabs Andrade's man who's in a neck brace. He's choking him in the corner. What are you doing?
He was choking the mess out of
him. And then they come to start beating Arn down. And then all of a sudden, here comes Pack. He's just out there. Stop with the weightlifting. He comes out there ready to kick ass. Is this a tag match or a four-way at the pay-per-view?
This is a tag match.
Okay.
Because I don't see why Malachi Black even came to
help Andrade. Yeah. Well, Andrade helped him after his match. So maybe there's some bond. I don't know what the hell they're doing. I see people.
Secret history.
I'm not going to put up any of the stuff that's being said in here. I will pull up Triple H lives rent free in Cody's mind. Rob said Cody was on some ish. I see people making jokes about Arn Anderson and the pew pew. So I'm not going to say anything else about that because I have to check my YouTube agreement.
Right.
Boom. Rampage. Here's the lineup for you guys. Dr. Britt Baker versus Abaddon. Trick or treat match. Matt Sydal versus Dante Martin and Brian Danielson versus Eddie Kingston. Next week on Dynamite, we are going to have Cody Rhodes versus Andrade. That should be an interesting conversation for us. Anna Jay versus Jamie Hayter in the TBS Women's Championship Tournament. And Orange Cassidy versus Jon Moxley. Somebody please pray for that man, Orange.
Yeah.
Don't start doing those kicks, Orange. Because you know.
It was at this moment that he knew he fucked up.
We cannot have that, Orange. Because if Moxley catches you, you're done. So don't do no silly shit.
That's it. Come on. Come on, bro. You gotta go hard this time, bro. You can't be your normal self. This one you gotta pull out all the stops.
Yes. Black helps Andrade because of Thea. Here goes B-Boy Skyline writing the stories, making sense of shit. Touche, though. Touche. Let's get into this main event, shall we? And then we'll get on out of here. Main event. It is the Dark Order. Join the Dark Order. Versus the Elite with Don Callis. So I don't know what happened here. I didn't see any Don Callis tonight.
No Don Callis.
Could have fooled me, though, because I didn't know where he was. But we have the Dark Order. So everybody has on Halloween costumes. The Dark Order. We got Johnny Hungy, John Silver as Bambi, because he said that's how he was going to dress up. We got Evil Uno as a cowboy. Stu Grayson is Kratos from God of War, which Tommaso Ciampa just did last night too.
I saw that.
Yeah, they were both pretty good though. I don't even know who was better, but well done. And Brandon Cutler was Colt Cabana was Brandon Cutler. The foolishness ensues. The Elite come out dressed like the Ghostbusters.
Who are you going to call?
Nakazawa was even the big baby. And we had somebody come out as Stay Puft, who I thought was Don Callis. More on that in a second. What you like? What favorite Ghostbusters? The OG? I feel like you can't beat the OG.
Yeah, the first one's the best. First one's the best. I don't know how many times I've watched that one and
just laughed.
Yeah, man. Like,
it's a good movie, bro.
Like I feel the second one was good, bro, but like it lost the essence of what the first one was.
They're never as good, usually. Usually.
Well, except for the Dark Knight trilogy.
Oh, here we go. Yeah. That's an argument waiting to happen. If you guys start giving us money, we'll do a Patreon and we'll just start talking about that other stuff too.
Exactly.
Let's see. We got people say they like Orange and Mox. Don hasn't been on Dynamite lately. Yeah, I'm not sure where he's been. Silver should have dressed as Bam Bam.
He should have. That would have been great.
We don't talk about the 2016 fail of Ghostbusters. No comment. Kenny Omega, what is your cougar to dress up next? Maybe Power Rangers. I like it. To be fair, Ciampa had more of the North version while Grayson had the Greek. Fair point, Rob. Fair point. So the Elite come out as the Ghostbusters. They got the proton packs. They're rocking out. And we get some comedy spots to start off the match. We knew what this was going to be. Derek was pissed picture in picture. We definitely missed the spot with Adam Cole and the Young Bucks.
Wrong time to give me commercials. I don't care about that. When that spot comes up, you have to leave that alone.
Yeah, gotta get your money, bro.
Nah, bro, I don't care about that.
The Dark Knight was the best, but the Dark Knight Rises was trash.
BJ, I disagree.
Very much so, BJ. What are you doing here? Shell Shock and Justice 2 moment, so nice. So, yeah, we get some really good comedy spots here. Matt Jackson accidentally knocks out the referee, and he's doing the... So, when the Dark Order came out, they had Evil Uno on a horse, kind of. The horse, we find out, wasn't talking. The horse is in the ring trying to say something to the Elite. Everybody's like, oh, it's Hangman. Hangman's the horse. They take it off. Brandon Cutler was the horse with his mouth taped. Well, I don't even want to know what the Dark Order does to people. His mouth's taped. And then they're like, well, if that's you, who's the Stay Puft Marshmallow Man? Because that's who we all assumed. It had to be one of their friends.
Right.
And behind them, Hangman Page takes off. He has the funniest look on his face. He looks pissed. And Matt Jackson's like, what?
I can't even make that.
Dude,
I was gonna try it.
Page goes in, and eventually Page ends up helping them get the win. Johnny Hungy launches Matt Jackson into a pinfall. They wake up the referee who was knocked out. 1, 2, 3. The Elite take an L, and I like it right here. This was good. Technically, Adam Cole budge his first L.
I mean, did he take the pin though?
No. Oh my gosh, here we go.
Adam Cole still kind of undefeated, bro.
We'll let it rock. We'll let this rock. Dark Order made Cutler watch all the episodes of Roads to the Top. Matt Lopez said, y'all leave Roads to the Top alone. Chad says, I give AEW 9 out of 10 tonight. Everything Pro Wrestling Podcast, as always, 10 out of 10. Chad, thank you. We give you a 10 out of 10, my brother. Thank you. Jesus said, match of the night for me. This was a lot of comedy. So if you enjoy that in your wrestling, undefeated in singles matches, Jesus said.
Well, he never lost a tag match either, though.
B-Boy Skyline said Roads to the Top was good.
Nah, B-Boy, chill, bro.
We got to have a talk with you about this in this show. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about this, man. This was overall as a show tonight. I mean, what do you want to say, Derek? It's a pass?
Still a pass for me.
I'm loving it, man. Are you hyped for Full Gear?
Breathe in, breathe out.
What does this mean for Full Gear? Are you hyped?
I am super hyped. One, because the taco spot is back
open. Oh my God. This dude's been talking about tacos ever since. The taco
spot is back open, bro. We got this place called... Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, but we don't advertise. If you want to pay us, taco spot, I'll advertise you there.
Right. But they're
No, actually, no, you can say, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck it.
Cantina Loco.
They ain't gonna pay me. So yeah, right. Go ahead. Let them rock.
Listen.
They were shut down for like a year, 2 years almost. We haven't had it in a while.
Yeah, yeah.
Someone said roast to the bottom.
Yeah, they were closed down for renovations, I believe. But I thought it was for COVID, but
can't say that. Hey, pandemic. You meant pandemic.
Whatever.
Yo, you're my video flag. You talking about what? Whatever. Chill out with that. About to get banned. Strike one. Told you. Read it. What did I say? Y'all talking about, yeah, it's Conrad Twitter. See, Derek always, he doesn't read the YouTube language.
What? I can't say that.
BJ said, miss you guys for sure. I'm sure he wants to argue with us about the Batman show. Start donating. We'll get a Patreon. Let's see here. I'm hyped for new AEW champion Adam Page. Facts. Unrelated. I watched one episode of Rose at the Top. They both came off as so fucking unlikable, especially Brandy. I can't believe he even surprised by the reaction he gets. He's probably not. I'm more hyped for episode 4 of Chucky. Facts. Got to see how that turns out.
Yes.
Can't say another word about that. But chat, let me know if you guys have any scores. If it was a thumbs up, thumbs down show out of 10, a letter grade, throw something in there and I'll read them off. I want to let you guys know the channel. I've been doing a lot of like soul searching and thinking, I promise you. I want to try to keep doing the AEW Dynamite live reviews, but I'm thinking about possibly adding in two more things. I want to do more video game related stuff, and I kind of want to get back to the podcast and talking maybe like wrestling news topics and discussions. So bear with me. If you guys can, I'm going to try to get some people maybe on to do that stuff, come in and guest spots. I don't know yet. I got to see if I have time. Right now, y'all don't know, my schedule, time is a motherfucker. Like, I just need time and energy, and I can do whatever. But if it ain't there, it ain't there. Right? Jesus is throwing the thumbs up on it. Rob says solid 8 out of 10. I'm with that score, Rob. That was probably 8 out of 10 for me as well. 6 out of 10 for Tokyo. Come with that Bret Hart. Man.
Still a pass, though.
Time to bring Raw or SmackDown review so Derek can go off. Jesus, why do you want to see Derek go off? We stopped doing those because we were miserable. We still watch Raw every Monday. Why? I don't know. Actually, it's been more Monday Night Football, yeah. Not going to lie, or baseball or something else. Thumbs up, solid show. And the video game stuff. I know E and a bunch of people appreciate that. I'm going to try and do maybe some short top 10 videos. So I got a poll coming out tomorrow on YouTube. I need feedback for everybody who's still in here. So if you want those video game videos, tell me, like, should they be really short ones, top 10 list, a mixture of both? Do you want longer style podcasts? And I'm not talking like those 3-hour ones that I did previously with Brian, but Brian had a great story to tell, so we had to do those like that. But tell me how you guys want the content, and I will make the content for you. Is what I'm saying. And I do want to get more video game stuff in here. I've got the Twitch, the YouTube. Where do you want me to stream the stuff? If you all want it on YouTube, tell me. If you want it all on Twitch, tell me. I'm looking for like feedback from the people who already watch my stuff constantly. That's it. That's all I got to say. Hey,
just give us the reviews.
Jesus said top 10 list. I like that. You should review some old pay-per-views. I was for a while, and then it just seemed like maybe I'll mix that with the podcast stuff. Some weeks we'll do news. Some weeks we'll do an old pay-per-view. I'll try to get some of that in, even if it's just me on there, Jesus. I'll try and do some of that stuff. Need to do a 4-hour podcast, like old managers yelling at clouds, like Cody said. You want me to be the old man? I got you guys. But listen, we got stuff to do for tomorrow, and I know you guys do as well. I appreciate everybody who joins us live every week, and I appreciate those who listen to the podcast. If you listen on the audio form, please tell me. And if you listen to the YouTube form, subscribe to the audio, man, because I'm going to start trying to push some more stuff out, and I would love to hear from you guys what you think. How can I improve? Send me some feedback, even if it's privately. Let me know. You got anything you want to add?
Nah.
Go Braves.
Yes. I need a 20 spot.
Derek's recommendations are ridiculous for them right now, I'd like to state. But for myself, for the man, the one and only Derek, we are out. We will be back next week with our live review of AEW Dynamite. Hopefully you can join us. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people. The best show that's here, so listen in.
Let the knowledge begin. The opinions, the lesson, yes. By the fans, for the fans, not many in this can understand, this the podcast to show you who I am, Conrad Cushman, the legend in the plans, please listen every day to the showcase, hear opinions and knowledge that anyone can take, showing you how it is done, proving I am number one, what a legend becomes, this is now my time to show you that I am here, this podcast just to make it loud and clear, by the fans, for the fans, not many whose head can understand everything pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast here for the people, the best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinion and the lesson, yes. Everyday pro wrestling, they can never be you. Listen to the podcast for the people, the best show that's here, so listen in. Let the knowledge begin, the opinions, the lesson, yes. Yeah.